So the reading from St. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians today is quite encouraging. It's the last line, in fact, is therefore encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do. So we really do need to be the voice of encouragement to one another. Helping each other along the way, calling each other really to perfection. You know, I think sometimes I tell people this in spiritual direction or confession. You know, the voice of God says, you can do better. You can be holy. You can be pure. You can be generous. You can be kind. More so, calling us up. The voice of the evil one says, you're no good. You're a piece of nothing. You have no hope. That's the evil one. And so we want to be voices of encouragement pointing up. And that voice pointing up is challenging at times. The reality that you can be better, you can do more. And so St. Paul says, you are not in darkness for the day, and that would be the day of the Lord, the day of judgment. You are not in darkness that the day would overtake you like a thief. You are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of darkness, and let us not sleep, or let us not become drowsy or forgetful or inattentive or less than we were called to be. And so we are, and we should, and we will encourage one another. And I would encourage you to be aware of the fact that we are in a profound spiritual battle. Last night, Father James was quoting a secular movie, and he said, I won't be able to quote him exactly, but he said, essentially, the greatest deception of the devil is convincing us that he doesn't exist. And you know, I asked a priest who is training to be an exorcist, I said, what do they use to train you? What are the things? And he said, it's the stories of the exorcisms in the Bible. That's a lot of our training, is going over the details of the stories. And you know, there's a lot of exorcisms in the Bible. A lot of them. It's on every page of the sacred scripture. We have Jesus going into Capernaum today, and there's a man with an unclean spirit. And the unclean spirit knows something, has this spiritual awareness. And Jesus speaks with this authority, come out of him. And the demon threw him on the ground, and he came out of him. And all were amazed. What is this about his word? And you know, it's interesting that I think it was Pope Leo XIII. He was the one that added the prayers at the end of Mass. We don't have the prayers at the end of Mass. They're called the Leonine prayers, where we pray the Hail Mary, the Hail Mary, the Hail Holy Queen, another prayer, and the Saint Michael prayer. And he added those prayers to the liturgy after he had a vision of the profound spiritual attack that would be coming upon the church in the age, in the coming century. And in a lot of places nowadays, we're sprinkling the St. Michael prayer back in. It's not an official part of the liturgy, but it's not uncommon these days. And I have said this, you know, one of the reasons that I appreciate praying the St. Michael prayer is because it is a concrete reminder of the reality that we are in a spiritual battle. We cannot be deceived into believing that the evil one doesn't exist. In fact, the last line of the Our Father is, deliver us from the evil one. You know? And so, my brothers and sisters, we are children of the light. We can be holy, but we do have an enemy, and we would be foolish to forget that. And so we see Jesus casting out evil, and that's what he does for us. That's the great gift of the sacraments. And so let us rejoice in the light that Christ has given us, but not forget the battle that we have been called to.